Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Jewel Callender, MA student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, September 11, 1942, the CNS Cornwallis was torpedoed in Carlisle Bay. 79 years ago today, two ships moored in what was deemed a safe harbor at Carlisle Bay drew the attention of a German U-boat. The Bettencourier, a 2,696-ton Norwegian motor merchant, had dropped anchor opposite the old I ward of the General Hospital in Bay Street. The Cornwallis, a 5,458-ton Canadian steam merchant ship, under the command of Captain Duncan MacLeod, was berthed opposite the Barbados Yacht Club. Earlier that month, the Royal Navy had installed an anti-torpedo net from Needham's Point, extending 1.5 miles along the bay to the pierhead. According to Warren Allen, this protective measure was undertaken to safeguard merchant shipping because the World War II German U-boat campaign had been initiated in the region in February of 1942. At approximately 4:30 in the afternoon of Friday, September 11, 1942, quote, U-514 came into the outer harbor and nosed its way toward the net defenses. 5 minutes later, the four bow torpedoes erupted from their tubes and sped across the anchorage towards the net defenses, end quote. They slammed into the anti-torpedo net, sending water and the two 10-ton buoys that secured the net high into the air. Within minutes, the submarine commander of U-514 fired two more torpedoes. The fifth torpedo damaged the net, allowing number six to slip through the breach. The 600-pound warhead detonated on the number two hold of the Cornwallis, ripping a 44-feet-long, 14-feet-deep hole in the hull. Fortunately, Captain MacLeod had responded quickly after the first set of explosions, weighing anchor and starting up the steam engine. Therefore, when the torpedoes struck the Cornwallis and water began to flood the ship, he was able to run it aground in the shallow water, saving the Cornwallis from sinking. People in Bridgetown, surrounding neighborhoods, and those as far as Black Rock reported hearing the explosions and converged on the wharf and nearby beach. The volunteer fire brigade was summoned and assisted with guiding the crowd to safer vantage points. The Cornwallis was towed to Trinidad in December 1942 for repairs. Other repairs were carried out in Mobile, Alabama in January 1943, and it was returned to service in August 1943. The torpedoing of the CNS Cornwallis on September 11, 1942 will forever be remembered as the dark day when World War II reached Barbados' shores.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.